Lion, Celtics Bayard, another slice of Celtic history from a Celtic wiki. The great Willie Lion is widely regarded as one of the finest captains in the rich history of Celtic. Born in Birkenhead on Merseyside, but raised in Scotland, Lion signed for Celtic in April 1935 from Queen's Park, after also enjoying a spell at Kirkintilloch Rob Roy. He made his Hoops debut on August 10th that year, as the Celts went down 3-1 at Aberdeen in a league clash. A strong and tough tackling centre-half, Lion was an uncompromising defender. He was commanding in the air and more than comfortable with the ball at his feet. His tall, strong frame gave him a presence which reassured teammates and intimidated opponents. But he also had the brains to match the brawn. And this intelligent player possessed a rare coolness under pressure. He was a hard worker who never tired of trying to improve his game. Jimmy McGrory once reflected, "He wasn't so good in the air when he came to Parkhead, but he practiced every day and would become one of the greatest centre-halves in the game." Willie Lion was a natural for the role of captain, and it was a duty in which he excelled, leading by example with wholehearted performances which exposed a total unwillingness to accept defeat. As Celtic skipper, he took the club to league championship successes in 1936 and 1938. There was also a Scottish Cup triumph in 1937, and, perhaps most famously, in 1938, he was captain of a legendary team which lifted the Empire Exhibition Trophy. However, what promised to be a long and trophy-laden Hoops career was to come to an abrupt end due to the outbreak of World War II in 1939. Although Willie was to play a handful of games for the boys in the regional wartime league and cup competitions, his football career was to come to a premature end. Like many of his contemporaries, when Willie Lion should have been at the peak of his career, he swapped the football field for the battlefield. As a soldier in the Scots Guards, Willie served with distinction in North Africa and Sicily, but then suffered a serious leg wound during fighting in Normandy in 1944. It was a wound which to end his football career at the age of just 32. He was awarded the Military Cross for his time in North Africa, working with an anti-tank unit in Tunisia. It says everything about the qualities of Willie Lion that he joined the army as a private and left as a major. An inspirational and much-loved figure, Willie Lion would die in Manchester on December 5th, 1962, at the age of just 50. His death was greeted with great sadness on the terraces of Celtic Park, where flags flew at half-mast and the players wore black armbands for their game against Hearts a few days later. Willie Maley called Willie Lion Celtic's Bayard, a reference to a medieval French warrior who was known as the knight without fear and beyond reproach. Willie Lion played 187 games for Celtic and scored 17 goals, but his career in the Hoops was too short-lived. Despite that, he will be long remembered as a true Celtic hero.